Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry. We're in Genesis chapter 19, looking at the character of Lot. We've been with him so far this week in this little series that we're in on characters. We've seen a lot about the city that he was living in, a lot about the deliverance that God was giving him, and how that he maybe wasn't living quite the way he should have. He was out of the will of God, if you will, as impossible as that is. He was living contrary to the will of God, if you will. Now, Lot here has been dragged outside of the city by the angels. And we're in Genesis 19 and verse 17. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, again, we thank you that there's salvation in him. Lord, that we don't have to wait on angels to drag us outside of the city. But Lord, we do look for that deliverance when you'll catch us up to be with you and deliver us from the judgment of this world, from the wrath of the Lamb. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to learn from Lot what you'd have us to be and what you'd have us not to be. We thank you that we can see your mercy in his character and the fact that you saved him even though he was in a place where he shouldn't have been, doing things he shouldn't have done with people he shouldn't have been with. We thank you, Father, that there is hope for those that are sinning who are your children, Lord, that you can draw them back to yourself and deliver them from the judgment. That their body may be destroyed, but their soul would be saved in the day of judgment. And Lord, we just pray today if there's a Christian out there that has gone astray, that has left the right paths, that once have followed you, they may think there is no hope, but Lord, let them draw hope from Lot. Let them draw hope from this word. Let them draw hope from this. And Lord, if there's any unsaved person today, we just pray that you'd show them from the judgment that you rained down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, Father, that your judgment is coming, that you're a righteous and a holy and a just God, and you will not allow sin to continue forever. And Lord, we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lot is being dragged outside of the city by the two angels, and God's about to destroy it. These same two angels are about to destroy it. In verse 17, it says, it came to pass when they had brought him and his family out abroad, they said to him, the angel says, escape for your life and don't look behind you. Neither stay in all the plain, escape to the mountain lest you be consumed. So that he's saying that the whole plain out here where the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was at, the whole area was about to be destroyed. And they said, don't even look behind you. Don't stay in this plain. Escape to the mountain unless you be consumed. And Lot said to them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy, which you have showed to me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. Now, Lot begins to beg them for this, to be allowed to go to this little city. Lord, don't send me up all the way into that mountain. Something might happen to me up there. Some kind of an evil will overtake me and I'll be killed. But there's a little city out here, and it's a small one. Let me escape to it, and my soul will live. And we're going to see that this is the city called Zoar, who was in confederation with Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is where Lot wanted to go, and he cries out for this city. And the Lord says, or the angel says to him, see, I've accepted you concerning this thing also. And I will not overthrow this city for the which you have spoken. Simply because Lot had spoken for this city, God doesn't destroy it. And I know we hear a lot of people saying today, if God don't destroy America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. But But you know, there's also the other side of the coin. There's a lot of people in this country today that are the children of God who have spoken out and asked and begged God not to judge this city, this country. And you know God's not judging. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved. Men and women, this is why God hasn't destroyed America. And thank God that there are people out there who are praying for this country. I will therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we might live a godly and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's in 1 Timothy. This is what God would have us to do. So if you're saved today, please pray for this country. Perhaps God will listen to you like he listened to Lot. So he said to Lot, I've heard you concerning this city, and go ahead and escape to it, and hurry, for I cannot do anything till you have come there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Now, the angel says, you've got to get into this city before I can destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, God, just like Abraham had said to God, will you destroy the righteous with the sinful? No. Before God judges this world, he's going to deliver his children out of it. Then he's going to judge this sinful, wicked world. He won't judge the righteous with the wicked that way. So that they had told him they were taking him out, he goes to the city of Zoar. And the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew these cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. Specifically against the order of God, Lot's wife looks back and becomes a pillar of salt. It's interesting that the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah fire and brimstone. Now, I don't know what you know about brimstone, but it's sulfur. That's another word for brimstone. And I wanted to find out what the results were of burning sulfur. If this was fire and brimstone falling down from heaven, sulfur falling down on the ground and onto everything, and then the fire falling upon the sulfur and igniting it, and the sulfur would be burning. This was the effect of the judgment of God on this city. Well, I can tell you what it does. I got me some sulfur, and I set it on fire, and it burns with a blue flame. Now, they say the darker the flame, the hotter the fire. And it was a blue, almost purple flame. That's how dark this flame was, burning on this sulfur, this brimstone. Not only that was going on, but the smoke, the fumes that came up off of this sulfur would absolutely take your breath and it would burn your lungs. And I was told by somebody who used to work with this that that is the sulfuric acid being created. So that these people were not only, there was no way to get away from this. There was no deliverance from this judgment. You had fire falling down from heaven. You had sulfur, first of all, falling down to the ground, and you could get out from under that, get inside your house. But then the fire falls down upon that sulfur. And one thing about sulfur, it melts as it burns, and it continues to burn, and it just gets into everything. And you can burn paper for a long time if you add more sulfur to it. And that sulfur will ignite and it'll just burn that paper and burn it and burn it and burn it even after it's ash. So this brimstone would have been seeping down into the houses as they burned. There would have been no deliverance out of this. And if you had have been able to get in someplace that was protected from the fire, then the smoke would have killed you because of the acid in the smoke would have just absolutely burned you up on the inside. There was just no deliverance from this judgment. And it was from the Lord out of heaven. And this is how he overthrew the cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. Nothing could survive this. Not even the plants. This was the judgment of God on Sodom and Gomorrah. A picture to us of the judgment of the world that is to come. But it says that Lot's wife looked back and from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt, and that is so appropriate. Salt pictures to us in the New Testament that which a Christian is. He is the salt of the earth. I've quoted that already earlier in our messages on this, that you are the salt of the earth. But when she turned around and looked back, her heart was in the wrong place. Her heart was still in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God turns her into a pillar of salt. If you look at when Lot came in, had the two guests to come into the city, you'll find that his wife hadn't done anything to prepare for these guests. Now, when Abraham entertained these men, these angels, him and Sarah both had prepared for them. But here we find that Lot's wife hadn't done anything. She hadn't cooked, she hadn't cleaned, she hadn't washed her feet, she hadn't done anything. Nothing's recorded. We find here that she looked back to this city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Her heart was still in the wrong place, and she became a pillar of salt. And the New Testament just gives us a short statement. Remember Lot's wife. A short warning statement. What do we need to remember about Lot's wife? I've thought about this so many times. What is it here that we need to remember so that we don't have the same thing happen to us? Let's remember not to look back. Not to go back into the world after that we've been delivered. For God may make an example out of us. We may become that pillar of salt. You know that she was no longer any good in her life, but in her death she was going to become a testimony to those around about. She now was speaking, even though she could no longer talk. And how many people have you known that were Christians that had gotten out in the world and the Lord took them out? And they were genuine Christians, but now their death speaks more than their life did. You know, I believe I know of one or two. God took them out. And their death spoke a whole lot louder than their life ever did. When she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. Here Lot loses his wife. We have no word saying that Lot was able to save anything besides his two daughters and his wife, and now he loses his wife. They had told him to get all his belongings together and take them out with him, but then they grabbed his hand and his children's hand and his wife's hand and pulled them out of the city because they were taking too long. Now Lot's left with his two daughters. He's got nothing to speak of. And his wife's a pillar of salt. This should speak to us Christians that we need to try to live this Christian life in a way that's fit and pleasing to God so that we don't lose all. This is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you for being with us, Jeff, and thank you for listening today. We're here each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15 with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. If you have any questions or comments, please call us this week at 879-5695. Thank you and have a good day.